91.7 The Wave. It's time once again to have our fortnightly chat with our mayor, Rhys Williams. Morning, mate.
Morning. Great to be with you.
I'm so excited because you have just celebrated 1 year in office.
That's right. It's been 12 months this week since I was lucky enough to be sworn in as the mayor of Mandurah. And, you know, I still just wake up most days and just think I'm just so incredibly grateful for this opportunity. It's such a great job and honestly, best job in the world. It's so great.
So in the last 12 months, Rhys, what are some of the events or the things that you've put forward that really stand out for you?
Well, I think there's been lots happening over the last 12 months and it's been great. You know, there's been such a positive energy around the place, lots going on. No shortage of challenges that we face. We know that. We're not naive to that, but lots of good stuff. You know, I'm really proud of the focus that we've put on, you know, the goals that we've set around redeveloping the city centre, this new Mandurah Matters campaign around resetting this vision for Mandurah. You know, we've done some stuff around the environment, plastic free and a whole lot of stuff like that. But I think the thing that I've been most excited about is the absolute engagement of this community around all of the conversations and discussions that we had. You know, I now get 20 emails a day from people with ideas and thoughts about what we can do to make Mandurah stronger. And that for me is a really good sign that the community are engaged, they're excited about their future and want to be part of making this place, you know, really thrive and prosper. So that's been the best thing, is to see that change in the way that people are engaging, that optimism that's starting to come out. Not pretending like there aren't challenges, but just this absolute kind of excitement about where we're headed. I think that for me has been the best part about the last 12 months.
And you're definitely passionate about it as well. I can see when you speak, you light up, you're animated, and it really does mean something to you. You can see you're speaking directly from your heart.
Well, I think, you know, we can measure a community's excitement about its future based on how engaged it is. And at the end of the day, it's not my responsibility or the council's responsibility or any one person's responsibility to make this place really, really reach its potential. It's everybody's opportunity and it's everyone's mission. And so I love seeing so many people engaged and excited about that. That does get me excited. I really do love it. It's great.
Something else to get excited about, of course, happens this Sunday. It's the APES Games and we'll talk about that next right here at The Wave. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning. It's Gunners and Alley for breakfast. Thanks to Rockingham Hyundai, joined by our mayor for a chat about the APES Games, which is happening on Sunday. Bit of a coup for Mandurah to get so many athletes in.
Absolutely, Gunners. The Australasian Police and Emergency Services Games for 2018. And, you know, we are just really excited about it because it's the biggest APES Games ever, and it's happening here in Mandurah, which, you know, we're just so thrilled about. The biggest games to date was in Melbourne in 2014, and they had about 3,000 athletes. We've now this year got 3,318 locked in.
Yes, we beat Melbourne.
Bigger than Melbourne, this APES game. So this is a major event for our city, you know, and it's not just going to be for the athletes. We've got street parties happening on Mandurah Terrace every afternoon from 4 p.m. over the course of the week. All the restaurants are going to be spilling out onto the road and having, you know, alfresco dining. The Dolphin Key is going to be activated with events. We've got free movies happening on the foreshore. It's going to be huge for Mandurah, not to mention all of the events that are going to be happening at all of our great sporting facilities. So it's huge.
It's so exciting. And the opening ceremony kicks off on Sunday. We'll be there broadcasting live, actually. I'll be there. So come down and say hello.
Looking
if you
forward
like.
To having a chat with you, for
and
sure.
And apparently fireworks.
That's right. Mandurah people love fireworks. So we've got some great fireworks on for the weekend. But it's going to be huge. And so I just encourage the community, get out. This is for you. You know, we're not doing this for the athletes, although it's great to have them in town and recognise their contribution. This is for this community. So come out and enjoy it. Make the most of it.
It's always so nice to have you in the studio, Rhys. And we'll catch up with you on Sunday when we're broadcasting live at the APES Games. I'm there 2 till 6, so come down and say hello and we'll have a chat.
I'd love to have a chat and looking forward to catching up with you both again in a fortnight as well. 91.7 The Wave.